is up, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Apple, Spotify, and everyone tuned in on the Texas Sports Unfiltered app. Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK live on Texas Sports Unfiltered and on the free TSU app. Today is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025, and the Buck and I are with you for the next 2 hours. On today's show, the Spurs fall short of the NBA Cup. Texas basketball gets an easy win over Lemoyne. We are 2 weeks away from the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. Who will play and who won't for the Longhorns against Michigan? Some potential good news for the future of Texas football, plus some potential changes coming to the college football playoff. An interesting video involving a lifetime Longhorn and a reason for me to maybe never go to Walmart again.
What?
I know. We got a lot to get into and a potential conversation with Chris Phillips of SEC Unfiltered at 8 o'clock. We'll see if his alarm actually goes off this morning and he's able to join us. But we're jam-packed, we're locked, we're loaded, we are ready to rock and roll on a hump day edition of Bucky and BK. We appreciate y'all starting your Wednesdays with us. Happy hump day, my man. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Kind of cloudy, rainy outside. Lots of wind last night. It is a foggy mess out here in Dripping Springs. It really is. And I don't know if today is going to clear up much. I know tomorrow is a sunny day. And then through all the next week, it's supposed to be pretty nice. But today, we're still going to have a little wetness. I mean, it rained early this morning. It's kind of drizzly right now, but it is foggy out here. No sunshine. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone this morning, that's for sure. It's all fog out here.
Buck Withers, as they call you.
Oh, Buck Withers. Yeah, this is a tough one out here today. That's all right. The grass needed it. My lettuce needed it. The old lettuce rancher could use the daylight today, but I was going to get the windows washed today. So the kid who's going to wash the windows, this is a no-go. Don't be out here mudding around trying to bring that stuff inside. That's a no-no.
You know, I might be calling you Buck Withers, but the people are calling you Buck Weather Guesser because we did not get a forecast of rain from you on yesterday's program.
No, you did not. I wasn't thinking that far ahead. I was trying to make it through a round of golf yesterday when it just barely hit 60. And it was okay, though. It was, you know, there wasn't a lot of wind. There wasn't a cool breeze. There was no breeze. It was cloudy. So it just kind of stayed okay. Now, if the wind was blowing like it did last night, there would have been no chance. I mean, the wind was moving stuff around my porch last night. So it is, look for some rain today. There's no doubt about it. If you just look out, if you're driving around, it's going to be wet all over the place. And you said that you see rain still throughout the day.
Yeah, I think we're going to get some more over the next hour or so. And I'm seeing like 25 to 35% chances in the afternoon. So toss up. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, you don't know where it's east or west right now. You're not even seeing the sun. You can't see anything out here.
Yeah.
It's just foggy. Just London fog out here, but that's all right. Hey, goes on. Next week for Christmas, it's going to be in the 70s and sunny. Doesn't seem right. It won't be a white Christmas, believe me.
It'll be a bright Christmas.
Yes, it's going to be a bright Christmas. Yeah. And that's okay. I need it to be 90, but it's not going to hit quite 90.
When's the last time we've had a white Christmas around these parts?
I've been here 30 years. I got to believe I've been at least in one.
Oof. I don't know if you have. You're just guessing. You don't remember one off the top of your head?
No, I think maybe when I lived in Circle C back in the day.
Someone's got
a long time ago.
Yeah, someone's got the answer to that. Maybe CB knows. Like, I don't think I've ever experienced a white Christmas here in Austin. You've lived here a lot longer than I have, but yeah. I don't think I've been a part of one of those. I hope one day it's going to happen, but this year obviously ain't the year.
Oh, it's not. This is not the year coming up. This is El Nino. It could be damp, but it's also going to be sunshine. Like I said, I'm all right. I mean, kids like it sunny. Well, I guess they want a white Christmas. They like to mess around in that nasty stuff. What do we get? We always get like 3 inches if it happens.
Right.
We get the blistery cold with it, which nobody wants. Even the kids don't want that.
Forget El Nino. This is El Calor.
Which is hot. Yeah.
That's what we've got going on for Christmas this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a muggy in the 70s next week with the sun out, with a lot of this moisture hanging around. It'll end up being pretty muggy too. Look at that, 1939. Yeah. I was just a junior in high school.
I was going to say, you do remember that, according to Google / CB.
Yes.
1939, the last white Christmas we've had here in the ATX.
No, I was not here yet then. I was just a junior in college, probably.
You're at BC right there playing in the leather helmets.
I got plenty of white Christmases there. And white Easters and white falls and everything else in that place for sure. Good morning to soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so very much. We do appreciate what you do for us. We appreciate your family sharing you with all of us. And to you and your families, please be safe out there.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to everyone.
It's a tough morning, tough commute, so be careful out there.
Oh, because of the weather and because of the holiday traffic and everything else going on.
Yeah, because all your friends trying to get to Marshall's this morning at 7:30 probably.
Yeah, and the kids are still in school.
I know. Bussy's been back and forth here, so.
You still have that traffic in the morning on top of everything else. Yeah, be safe. No one's ever patient this time of year. It's very annoying.
Oh, no. Everybody's in a rush. It's hectic. They're trying to get the last thing they can. Somebody's still on the list. Oh, I forgot it. I got to get this. I got to get this done. Don't worry about it. Don't let that dampen your spirits. Just take your time.
You know, there's a new company, Buck. I'm all about the little man. You know that, right?
Oh, you're not about the Amazons of the world?
Well, it's a new company called Amazon, actually.
Oh, I got it.
I guess you've heard of it. I didn't realize it was already making the rounds. But
yeah, it's making the rounds like around here, like at my house about three times a day.
Yeah, you could just go there and order your stuff online and get it delivered to your door. So you don't even have to deal with all of that madness out there, you know?
As soon as they got it in a box and all you have to do is wrap it from there.
That's it. Yeah, that is it. Or, you know, you could go to SuePatrick.com, do some shopping online.
That's
there.
For sure.
You can call AV Consultations. They'll come by your place. You don't have to drive around to get those TVs. I mean, you
right
see where we're
that.
Going here? Take care of our sponsors. Hey, and
we need to get
online.
Buc-ee's as a sponsor. Get Buc-ee's there and head on over to Buc-ee's. I know you have to go a ways, but there's a Buc-ee's nearest you.
I have two thoughts on that. Number one, that should be your job because you share a name with them. But number two, I don't think they need us.
You don't think so?
I don't think. We've reached out to HEB a couple of times to no avail to this point. Buc-ee's, I mean, you were there over the weekend. You saw what the crowd was like. I don't know how much advertising.
They kind of got a lot of folks in there Christmas shopping.
Yeah, they do. That's pretty funny to me. I'm in there buying giant Texas cheesesteak burritos, and everyone else is buying yard signs and stuffed animals.
My gosh.
Big difference right there. You know where the traffic wasn't last night, Buck?
Oh, no. At the Mood?
At the Mood. Yeah, here is the crowd about 8 minutes before tip-off of last night's game between your Texas Longhorns and the Lemoyne University Dolphins.
Dude, that's worse than the last one.
I think that is worse than the last one. Yeah, the previous home game against Southern didn't have a great crowd. That was last Monday. This game was last night. They announced attendance over 10,000 at Moody Center for Texas.
They must have filled up in a hurry.
Yeah, in a big hurry. And I guess they had a lot of people dressed as gray seats.
Wow.
Yesterday. But an easy win for Texas. They cruise 95-53, the final, over the French Culinary University that is Lemoyne.
Yeah, dude, that was a practice. That was a practice.
It pretty much was. We didn't even talk yesterday about one of the players on Lemoyne's team, maybe the best name in college basketball. I don't know how much of this game anybody out there caught, but Tennessee. Lemoyne has a player named Tennessee Rainwater.
Oh, my God.
Don't believe me? Here's his basketball reference page. That's his name. That's his God-given name. Tennessee Rainwater. And he was here in town last night. So that should have been enough.
Native American or something?
They have Native American on their team.
Is that what he is? Tennessee Rainwater?
He's a white guy. Looks like one of my people. He's from Davenport, Washington. 6'6", 225. Came off the bench last night and put up a total of 0 points.
Yeah, obviously he's not from the Fugawi tribe.
Bless you.
Tennessee Rainwater. It does. It sounds like a Native American name. Somebody named... Who did the Tennessee to him? I wonder if mom or dad. Maybe he's born in the foothills or something.
I don't know. That's his God-given name again. And even God was probably shaking his head, though, at that one.
Yeah, really?
He's looking down, and mom's like, I'm going to name him Tennessee Rainwater. God's
He's got to be born in Tennessee, right?
Again, it says he's from Washington. His hometown Tennessee? Is Davenport, Washington.
That's weird.
I know. Even if you are from Tennessee, it's probably worse if you're from Tennessee and your name is Tennessee. How confusing would that be? So, yeah, I don't know. But he was in town. But, yeah, Lemoyne's not very good. Texas cruised. I mean, it was only an 11-point game at halftime, but the Longhorns outscored the Dolphins 54-23 in the second half.
The Dolphins.
The Lemoyne Dolphins. Six Longhorns scored in double figures, including all five starters. Tremont Mark, your guy, the
herky jerky lefty.
Yeah. Sorry, herky jerky lefty, not a jerk off.
You have 20?
18. Fokatitis, 16 and 10 in just 20 minutes of action. Texas dominated. They out rebounded them by 24. They did what they were supposed to do against a really, really bad D1 team. So the Longhorns now 8-4 on the season. They have one more non conference game left here in 2025. It's on Monday at the Mood. Buck, it'll be the Longhorns taking on Maryland.
Uh-oh.
Eastern Shore.
Uh-oh. That's still – Eastern Shore will be okay.
Eastern Shore, you're worried about Maryland, Eastern Shore?
It'll be better than Lemoyne, that's for sure.
I don't know. I haven't done any research.
It'll be better than Lenora Ryan.
Who?
Lenora Ryan. There's another one of those colleges like Lenore. They'll be better than what you just saw.
Talking about South Carolina's quarterback, Lenore Sellers.
They'll be better. This will be a better game than that one. And you'll have at least 16 to 17 more people.
I don't know about that. I mean, whatever will still be going on next Monday.
Wow. And
you've got folks traveling for Christmas next week, too. So we might get even lesser of a crowd at the Mood. Not a lot of folks blessing the Mood last night.
No.
And you know, that's like late Rick Barnes shock of smart crowds out there right now.
Yeah, the session stands took a hit last night.
Yeah, they could have given half those workers the night off, honestly.
Sure.
You didn't need all the concessions open. You didn't need all of the bathrooms open either. You could have just...
Maryland Eastern Shore to wrap it up, huh?
That's the next game on Monday. And then SEC play will begin on January 3rd, 20 and 26. Obviously, that's when the games start to really, really matter. Look, Texas needs to take care of business against Eastern Shore. And then they've got some work to do in the SEC. They didn't help themselves a whole heck of a lot in the non-con. That win over NC State was nice, but they missed out on a few other resume-boosting opportunities. So we'll obviously spend more time talking Texas hoops once we get to the turn of the new year. But they've got some games that they need to win in league play to be an NCAA tournament team this year. And I'm not quite sure if they are going to be one of those, unfortunately, but we will see what happens. That's your one basketball story, Buck. The other basketball story is last night in Vegas. You a Vegas guy? Can't remember.
No, not really. I've been to Vegas twice.
You like the lower key casinos back home in PA.
Yes, I do. Yes. I like to help, you know, speaking of Native Americans, I like to help the reservation folks out by giving them my money. Vegas is the kingpins. They've had money, always have money, always will have money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like to help out my people. You like to help out the natives.
It's everybody's people in Vegas. I don't drink. So, you know, people coming around and asking me for drinks. I sit there and have a tip a dollar for another cup of coffee and all that stuff. Vegas is a party place. But you know what? I'll tell you this. I'd rather be in Vegas than New Orleans anytime.
Well, there's no peeing on the floor in Vegas.
Well, no, they're pretty civil there.
I don't know if I'd use that word. They just indulge in other things on the floor. There are other liquids on the floor in Vegas. Yeah, don't ask any follow-ups. You don't want any part of that.
It's okay. I just don't, you know, the one time I was there for way too many days. I was there like for like 4 days, which is too many probably.
Yeah, I think maybe 3 days in Vegas can work. Anything beyond that and you're going to be hurting.
I'm upset that I never went to see a show in Vegas, a concert or a show. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go see a show there.
Dude, you got to get to the Sphere.
I know you were telling me, yes, I have that. What I see on TV and what I see in pictures is it so far.
Oh, man, you got to get out there. I think the Eagles are still doing some shows there. And
you know, well, they'll start a new year. I think they've taken a little bit of a break, but they'll be back in the new year for 6 to 8 months.
But, yeah, Vegas is fun. I'm a Vegas guy. I enjoy it. And, well, anyways, last night in Vegas, the New York Knicks took down the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Cup final. Buck, stick to football, my friends. You had 100,000 units on the Spurs plus 2.5. And you were looking good. San Antonio was up 11 late in the third quarter. They were up by 5 going into the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And they just totally collapsed down the stretch, outscored 35-19 in the fourth. And the Knicks end up getting a double-digit victory.
Yeah, the Knicks look good.
Well, congrats to the Knicks, man. They get to raise a banner. That's an NBA championship for them.
Don't get too excited. They're excited about the money.
That's the first championship for the Knicks since 1973, Buck.
This is about, my graduation time, high school. This is a group that's it's a pretty good Knicks team. They're high expectations this season for that team.
Yeah.
And for the Spurs, that's just a pressure game that they played well in. Like you said, they gave up 11 points in a hurry.
Yeah, they did. They got killed on the glass.
And, yes.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of the they wanted it more cliche.
No.
But just watching that game, I mean, the 50-50 balls, it felt like they were 80-20 for New York down the stretch.
Yes.
They were dominating on the glass. They were quicker to the loose balls. They were first to the floor. And all those nitty-gritty, dirty plays that you need to do to win a championship, because this is a championship. The Knicks were doing, and the Spurs just weren't last night.
This was Christmas present game.
Yeah, it was Christmas present. It's pretty funny. Like, as the game went final, the starters on the Knicks were like, they were kind of happy, but the guys deep on the bench in their warm-ups, they were going nuts. They like ran on the floor. They were jumping up and down. They were hugging Jalen Brunson. Like, that's big money for them. That like doubles their yearly salary.
Hell yeah, man, that is big money. That's big money for anybody. That's, like I said, you take care of Christmas, take care of birthdays for the upcoming year. It's good. You just put that away in a separate account and make it a present account, you know? Give me a couple years of buying. Hey, unless you got one that needs lots of jewelry, unless she needs lots or he needs lots of jewelry, that's one of those ones. You can go a long way with that money.
What are you saying? Some of those baby mamas need something on their wrist or on their neck?
NBA housewives need a little bit more.
Got to take care of them.
And they're going to get a little bit more if they find it and they know you're getting $500.
Yeah, don't let them snitch on you, Sharon.
Oh, gee, Sharon.
You don't need any of that going on.
That's one guy that won't be having a nice Christmas, that's for sure.
No, I'm not sure he deserves one.
No.
But yeah, for Carl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson and those guys who were making hundreds of millions of dollars, they were just like, oh, nice, we won another game. And then the guys deep on the bench were partying.
Oh, yeah.
That's the night, I'm sure.
Half a million bucks, that's nothing to sneeze about. That'd make you excited right there.
Yeah.
You're a bench rider and you don't play, but your guys got it done. I'm excited. I'm excited for them and me.
Yeah, for sure. $530,933 going to every player on the New York Knicks roster. And the Spurs players still get over $200,000, so you know, I'm sure they're not the most upset with their run to the NBA Cup.
For a night of ball? But my goodness.
I'm telling you, congrats to the Knicks, man. First title in 50-plus years. They get some revenge over San Antonio for the 1999 finals. This is a big deal. It's a huge deal. They're champs now, and Now for the Spurs, you wonder if Mitch Johnson, their new coach, you wonder if he can win the big one.
Yeah, I mean, it still looks like a young team that's just kind of growing. You know, Wimby's coming off the bench. He's, you know, they're trying to get him back in shape. They're kind of easing him in for this, you know, for this. Well, it's not the stretch run yet, but they're just kind of easing him back in. They're not, whatever they do, they have to be careful with him no matter what. They can't win without him. So you got to get him healthy to a point where he's healthy. And they're okay enough to win a bunch of games.
I don't know. Now
I wonder if Wimby. That Fox is pretty good.
Now I wonder if Wimby can win the big one, you know? Just saying. Couldn't get the NBA Cup done. It's a huge deal. It's a trophy on the line last night.
That thing is no good.
Against the perennial choking New York Knicks, they collapsed. Oh, brutal.
Yeah. I love how they try to be interested in that. How the NBA tries to push that thing. Nobody's buying into it.
It's sad that the NBA needs the NBA Cup because players just don't care about the regular season at all. I think that's kind of why Adam Silver put this thing into place. He sort of realized, I mean, all these load management days and players just taking nights off. And it just feels like there's a lack of interest in the league at this time of year. So he's like, okay, what can we do to spice this thing up? And this is what he came up with. And look, the level of competition last night was really good. You could tell there was a little more intensity going on than your traditional run-of-the-mill NBA regular season game. Thought the semifinals on Saturday were pretty intense too. So I guess it's working, but it's pathetic. Like in other sports, you don't really need this because guys actually care every day. And in the NBA, this is what they have to do.
Yeah, you know, as time goes on, what they're doing is trying to get the young people more involved in making this thing something really special, even young players. Like this really matters. You know, guys like Wimby, you get him in on a championship like this. The NBA would love for that guy to think this really matters. Jalen Brunson, they were like those guys. Brunson is like, okay.
Yeah.
Had bigger championships at Villanova.
Right. He definitely has. And right after the game, some of the players were like, yeah, this is cool. We're glad we won it, but we're focusing on the rest of the season, like starting right now. So there you go. There's your NBA Cup final last night. You lost 100,000 units on the game. You were still up 25K since the start of football season. But, man, we're getting close to Christmas. The people could use a little more money.
We got some big things happening this weekend. Okay.
You got two bowl games.
Boomer Sooner.
Ooh, leaning Oklahoma right now?
Yes.
Yeah, betting on OU in a big game since 2000 has been very profitable for nobody. Okay, yep, you got two bowl games tonight, if you would like.
Who's playing in these things?
You missed one last night. You missed the ISIS Salute to Veterans Bowl.
No, I didn't miss it at all. No,
that's IS4S. Sorry, I don't think that's ISIS. That's IS4S. Sure looks like ISIS, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Tonight you've got the Staff DNA Cure Bowl, and you've got the 68 Ventures Bowl.
69 bowl and this somebody on your staff has staff infection.
Yes, bowl? I believe that's it. Old Dominion, South Florida. Louisiana and Delaware in the not 6-7, not 6-9 bowl.
Oh,
he plays on that.
Blue Hens of Delaware.
Is that your bet?
No.
Okay, I was like, I don't want to spend any time on these games.
No, don't do that. That's
no bet for the people.
I don't want you people spending your money. Go out. Head on over to Marshall's. They're just about open.
There you go. It's your Marshall's love. All right, we've got some Texas football to dive into this morning. We are 2 weeks away from the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. Speaking of bowl games with funny names against Michigan, we'll try to figure out who's playing, who's not playing for Texas. We know some opt-outs. There may be a few more coming. What is the Longhorns roster going to look like when the Horns take the field for the final time in 2025? We will get into that. But first, Buck, how about our first round of sponsor shout-outs?
Folks, Relax the Back embraces a holistic approach for a healthier lifestyle, and my back couldn't be happier. Their motto is live wellness, and right now is a great time to head on over to their two locations in the Austin area because they have all kinds of accessories, all kinds of Tempur-Pedic mattresses, pillow sets, you name it. They've got a Tempur-Pedic as I said, the Tempur-Pedic mattress, the numbered bed, human scale office chairs and desk, and of course, those great recliners, BK, are available to you at Relax the Back. But they also have accessories for your neck, for your shoulders, for your hips. Find something that's going to make you feel good. You definitely don't want to be going through this holiday season with your pain in your neck or pain in your back. I'm sitting in my chair right now feeling absolutely great. This chair has absolutely been wonderful to me for over 20 years. They've got two great locations, in the Hill Country Gallery across from Whole Foods and in North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center across from the Container Store. Live pain-free like the buck at Relax the Back. Dude, I was up there near that Domain or whatever it is up there the other day driving. Holy cow. How did... They're talking about getting your last minute. You're right. You need to be talking to the Amazon people before you try to get into that place. Just getting into it.
Yeah. Well, support our sponsors instead.
Yes, dude.
Go to Relax the Back.
And, right at the Galleria, there's a spot right here. They got plenty of parking.
Right, they do. Yeah, support them. Also, you can support CentexTickets.com. Absolutely. What makes for a great holiday gift? How about tickets to a sporting event? Hey, you got the Texas women's basketball team in action all season long. The Texas men's team in action all season long. You've got Home Alone in concert. You've got a Christmas Carol going on at the Zach Theater right now. Concerts, comedy shows, sporting events, you name it. Anything you want to go to, get to CentexTickets.com. How about gifting an experience this holiday season? You could do that with our friends at Centex. Support local. Right? Plenty of ticket brokers out there. But every time you shop Centex tickets, you are supporting a local Austin area company. You're also supporting your wallet as well because they're giving you 10% off. All you have to do is enter the promo code CENTEX10 when you check out, and you're going to get, seriously, 10% off any ticket purchase, whether you're buying one or two or 10, 10% off of anything from our great friends over at CENTEX tickets.com.
You go see a Christmas store, a Christmas carol. Is it a Christmas carol? That's what it is, isn't it?
Christmas Carol.
Yes, a Christmas Carol. You should go see that, because I've seen that at the Zach Theater. It's good. It really is. It's the one, you know, with Scrooge and all that. I mean, they do it well. They sing. People in the audience sing. They really get into it. It's a fun night. It's a fun evening.
There you go.
It's the Zach Theater. And Centex tickets, that's the place to get those. Those are sometimes hard to get right there. So I'm pretty sure Shelby's got a handful of those for you folks to go over. I would say once your kids are about 8 years old, the kids can go in and check that out. Mm. That Ebenezer Scrooge stuff with the Ghost of Christmas Past kind of scares me all the time. So,
at 70, you get a little scared at that.
I don't get scared anymore. I'm not scared anymore, Marv. You know,
sure sounds like you are. Now you're just getting defensive here.
And folks, our good friends over at Tony C's Pizza, it's Unwind Wednesday. That means, hey, half price bottles of wine over at Tony C's. We love Tony C's, of course. Been in the Bee Caves area for over 15 years. Chicken pesto pizza of the month. And Highway 79, right beside the Dell Diamond, Anderson Lane, and Bee Caves. It is some of the great Italian food and the great New York-style pizza over at Tony C's Pizza. Yes. Unwind Wednesday, half price. Everybody wants a half-price bottle of wine, for sure.
No doubt about that. Need it for the holiday season. Take the discount and you take the wine. Both of those things will come in clutch for you. Also, some love to Altstadt Beer. Speaking of coming in clutch for you. The best beer that you can find here in the great state of Texas. And it's all over the state of Texas. Whether you're tuned in from Central Texas, you're up in the Metroplex, you're down in the Houston area, San Antonio, wherever, they've got Altstadt beer. It makes for the perfect holiday gift for any beer drinker in your life. Also makes for the perfect thing to bring to your holiday parties coming up over the next week, week and a half. Your New Year's party's coming up in 2 weeks. Seriously, perfect for any occasion. The random bowl games, the NBA Cup, the college hoops, the NHL, whatever you're watching, whatever you're doing here in the month of December and into the new year. Your good times are made better with a great beer, and the best beer that is out there is Altstadt. A bunch of different brews too. Something for every beer drinker out there. Get you some. And of course, remember to drink Altstadt responsibly. It is the official beer of BK. It should be the official beer of you as well. It's Altstadt beer. No impurities. No regrets. Sweet. All right, Buck. We are 14 days away from Texas taking on Michigan in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl on the final day of the year in Orlando. And you know, it feels like a good time to just kind of take an inventory on what the Texas roster is going to look like. Obviously, we've seen some opt-outs. We've seen some guys declare for the NFL draft. We've seen some guys announce their intentions to enter the transfer portal. I'm trying to figure out exactly what version of the Texas Longhorns will be on the field on the final day of the calendar year. You want the good news or do you want the bad news first?
I don't need the bad news first.
You want the bad news first?
Yes.
The Texas defense is going to be very different than the one we saw throughout the regular season. Like, of the 11 regular starters on that side of the football, there might be four or five who will be participating in this game.
Wow.
And you're going up against a Michigan team that, again, they're going to have some opt-outs themselves. We don't know exactly what their roster is going to look like, but it's a Michigan team that is very good at running the football. Not a super high-powered, explosive offense. They do have a freshman quarterback who got better as the year went along, but he's still a true freshman quarterback who hasn't quite fully found his game just yet. But it's a Michigan running attack that is top 20 in the country, and they are going to test this Texas defense here in a few weeks. That'll be very shorthanded.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, once again, it's that opportunity for some other guys to step up and get and play. Even if you're playing out of position, you get a chance to get out there and show the coaches what you got going on before spring, before you disappear for a couple of weeks, because it's only a couple of weeks before you're right out there winter workouts, 6 a.m. in the morning. They suck, but it's that opportunity that you get some stuff on film for you, and they get a chance to watch you and see you as a potential guy that can be a whether it's a backup or a starter, they get a chance to see you. So I don't know the game. What the meaning of the game is? The meaning of the game is to see some of the younger players most of the time. And as you say, it's those extra practices. So it kind of matters. But it's, if you're missing people, I mean, how much does it matter? It's a bowl game. As I said, this is a fun opportunity for a lot of guys right here.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And a lot of young guys, like you said, will get some opportunities here. I mean, we spent some time earlier this week talking about Leonga Lafau deciding to hit the portal. And that means Texas's top three linebackers will all be out for this football game. Anthony Hill, Trey Moore, they're both going pro. They've already said they're not playing. Leonga Lafau is also gone. No, those three guys have played more snaps, and they've made way more plays than anybody else the Horns have at linebacker right now. So, yeah, you talk about some of those young guys. I mean, Ty-Anthony Smith, I think this is a big opportunity for Ty-Anthony Smith, who, you know, played more than 300 snaps for Texas this year. So he played, and he played in every game, and he played in big spots for this team. But for him to go prove that, okay, he is the future of that linebacker room at Texas. I mean, he's the only sure thing that they have coming back.
Right. I mean, it's not like Sark will go out and say, here, you played cornerback, go play linebacker. I mean, you got to have guys that can kind of hold the fort in there a little bit. You're not totally just blowing the game off, but it is. It really, for a guy like that and others who, you know, who haven't really played that much, this is what it's all about. This is your game.
Yeah.
On national TV.
Yeah, it is. And
I mean, who's the cheesiest coach?
I think a lot of people are going to be watching, right? I mean, it's December 31st. It's right before a playoff game. Obviously, more people will be tuned into the playoff game, but it's two monster brands with Texas and Michigan, and everybody's out of work, or at least most people are off of work that day.
You're right.
Folks are going to be hanging out at home with family and friends and whatever. They'll be at their parties doing their thing. There's going to be a lot of people watching this.
And it is the Cheez-Its Bowl.
Well, yeah. Who is going to wake up feeling the cheesiest?
That's right.
Will it be Texas or will it be Michigan? And
they won't be able to say coach, because their coach won't be – Their used to be coach will not be there in attendance unless he's in a jumpsuit.
Thinking that, you know, I'd like to see Steve Sarkisian get a box of Cheez-Its dumped on his head for winning this bowl game. But I am worried that Michigan interim coach Biff Poggi might eat all of the Cheez-Its.
Oh, my goodness.
In the entire city of Orlando and that whole metropolitan area. So even if Texas wins, there might not be any left.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. He's a big one.
I was just he likes snacks. I wasn't calling him big or anything.
He's a big man.
He's not let's pull up a picture, I guess. I'll let you and the people be the judge of if you think Biff Poggi's going to be eating all of the Cheez-Its in the Orlando area.
I'm going to go XXX, maybe.
Going XXX with that?
Sue Patrick's XXX.
XXX bag of Cheez-Its.
Yes, he's going to go XXX.
Okay. All right.
Well, will not be satisfied with just a single box.
Yeah, he's got to go with the family size.
Absolutely.
That's what you're saying right there.
Why not?
Yeah. So I don't know. But it's, you got to wake up feeling the cheesiest. But opportunity for these young guys, like you said, Ty-Anthony Smith is one of them. Bo Barnes is another one. I mean, look, it's in a sense, I think some of these guys are fighting for playing time next year.
Sure.
And they're also fighting to try to convince the coaching staff that, hey, maybe you don't need to spend a bunch of money on an upgrade in the transfer portal because I'm good enough and I'm ready.
Yeah, I don't know how many of their guys that are going to be popping in there and playing a lot. You know, the ones that, like I said, played a couple hundred plays this year are the potential guys. The guys that are way down the list, they're looking at them as if somebody needed a blow here or there, can they go in an SEC game and survive without coming out on a stretcher? That's some of the way you got to look at it because it's – You're going to the portal.
Yeah.
To get linebackers. You
know. They have to. Yep. They don't have any other options at this point. And now you wonder if they're going to bring in multiple linebackers out of the portal. Because again, Ty-Anthony Smith is sort of your only proven commodity that's coming back. Brad Spence will be there too. Spence was a guy though who played the majority of his snaps off the edge this year. Now he was an off-ball linebacker at Arkansas for 2 years before he transferred.
Right.
Texas kind of switched positions for him, but he knows how to play, so he'll do that on the 31st. At least you would think he'll be doing that on the 31st. But do they feel good about him maybe making the change back to linebacker? And then
– well, they're going to see. They're going to check it out in this game for sure.
Yeah, and then Bo Barnes is the other one, the true freshman, who was a top 50 recruit in America this year, but a guy who only played in 3 games. So he redshirted as a true frosh in 2025. And do you trust him going into year two to do what he needs to do to be a significant part of that room? Maybe we'll get a clearer picture 2 weeks from now, but yeah. So those guys are all out. And then the secondary, Buck, secondary is really shorthanded too. Michael Taff told everybody earlier this week that he's not playing in the game. Manny Muhammad is not going to be playing in this game. And Jalen Gilbo is not going to be playing in this game. So that's, three-fifths of your starters. I know Jalen Gilbo kind of lost his job at the end of the year, so maybe you could say it's, just two-fourths of your starters. But you're losing some key pieces on the back end, including an All-American and two All-Conference players.
Okay, well, where's your good news?
Well, the good news is the offense.
Everybody's – all right, well, now Moore's gone.
Yeah, as of right now, 10 of the 11 regular starters for the Texas offense are playing in this game. So the defense, it's like, who's playing linebacker? Who's going to be out there in the secondary? The D-line, as of now, it's only Ethan Burke who's not playing, but Hiro Kanu is worth monitoring. Like, there's a couple of other guys, Jelani McDonald, too, that have NFL decisions to make that, like, the deadline to declare for the draft isn't until mid-January, so guys could obviously play this game and then decide, okay, I want to go pro.
Hey, take a couple of those 25 tight ends you have and stick them back there at linebacker.
I don't know, man. Those guys can't block.
So you know they're not going to be able to tackle.
Right, and I know blocking and tackling are obviously different, but I think in terms of physicality, you have to be willing to be physical to block, and you have to be –
really, really dedicated to tackling.
Yeah, you got to be physical to do that. So, you've got enough tight ends to where, shoot, you could put somebody back there. And I'm sure a couple of those guys also played defense in high school.
Of course they did.
So they're probably not foreign to the concept, but I don't know. Maybe
contact has been foreign lately to them.
I'm telling you, man, Brady Sarkisian, buckle up. The coach's son.
Why not?
Well, he's a walk-on.
Hey, it's a bowl game.
I would say that's why not right there. We're trying to get to 10 wins. Trying to be the cheesiest.
No, coach, we're not trying to be the cheesiest. We're trying to get on for next year. We're trying to survive so we can get to the portal and start making some real decisions here. That's what we're trying to do.
I'm trying to be the cheesiest.
You're trying to be the cheesiest.
I am, coach. That's what I'm trying to do. All right. Don't rob me of my opportunity at this, please. Yeah, I don't know. There's a few other walk-ons on defense who might get some run, which is crazy to think about. But offensively, again, it's only DeAndre Moore. So Arch Manning is going to play. You know, Trey Wisner, he's going over an NFL decision. He's going to play as of now. Your other two starting wide receivers with Ryan Wingo and Emmett Mosley, they'll be out there. All five of your offensive line, which is good. Like, I'll give DJ Campbell some love, you know.
Yeah, he's going to get drafted.
Yeah, you know, DJ Campbell and Cole Hudson are both out of college eligibility, so this will be their last game that they play. With all due respect to Cole Hudson, I'm about to disrespect you here, sir. He doesn't have an NFL future. DJ Campbell does. DJ Campbell's going to get drafted. And nowadays, way more often than not, you will see guys in DJ Campbell's shoes say, I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah, you're right.
In this non-playoff bowl game. So props to DJ Campbell, at least as of right now. He's going to suit up and play in this game one final time down in the burnt orange and white. Love to see it.
Yeah, that's good stuff for him. It really is.
Cole Hudson will play. Connor Robertson will play. We're not quite sure what his future holds. And then Trevor Goosby, another guy with a decision to make, he's going to be playing too. So,
well, that's awesome. You know, yeah. This is a big film for him.
I almost hope it's not. I almost hope Trevor Goosby goes out there and stinks. So he like has to come back to Texas.
I think against this Michigan team, she should be okay.
And you also obviously worry about Arch Manning getting hurt if your left tackle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he stinks, somebody else is going to get hurt.
It's like your one good offensive lineman isn't playing well, and you know what those other guys have been throughout the year. So it's like, oh, shoot. I keep hearing that Trevor Goosby's leaning, returning to Austin, which it goes without saying is great news. But I've also seen more than one mock draft that has Goosby going in the first round if he were to declare right now. So, some of these – with Trey Wisner, it's like, why would you go? You know, with Trevor Goosby, it's like, shit, you know.
Why would you stay?
Right. Well, he would get paid at Texas, and I think he would guarantee himself a first-round pick if he were to come back and have a really good year and Texas were to get back into the playoffs. So – I do think there are perks to staying, but yeah, no, to me, it's a tougher decision for a guy like Trevor Goosby to make than it is for a guy like Trey Wisner to make. Yes. So, yeah, but again, as of right now, all five of your linemen are playing. Jack injuries is another one to sort of pay attention to because he's mulling. I don't think he would ever transfer. Well, shouldn't say ever transfer because he transferred here, but I don't think he would transfer away from Texas. I think he's a guy who...
He's just getting involved. He got involved the last game of the season. They got him involved, so he's got to stay around. There could be more of that.
Right. It's like Trey Wisner to me. It's why would you go? You're just not going to get drafted nearly as high as you want, so come back for another year. Texas will pay you something to return to Austin.
Sure.
Develop, put up some numbers, and then you could be selected somewhere closer to where you had in mind in 2027. So, yeah, injuries, I mean, I still think he's a really good player. And we saw him play his best game as a Texas Longhorn in that finale against Texas A&M. He went for 4 catches, 93 yards against the Aggies.
Yeah, there's a lot of young tight ends in the NFL that I just don't compare him with yet. I haven't seen enough of him. I mean, obviously here, you saw him in one game have a fantastic game where they got him involved, but – I don't know if most of that has been on him.
I don't either. No. Right. Some of it I think is on him, but a lot of it I think is just on the inconsistencies.
Yeah. Making him your point of attack blocker and motions and cracking on people. That's sort of a waste of what he's about. I mean, generally you try to ask somebody to do something that they can do. That's not his forte. That's almost like forcing something on him, you know, that he's not good at. Him getting down the field, I mean, I there were more opportunities for him to do that. I don't think they took advantage of that.
No, I don't either. Yeah, and Jack injuries, I mean, his strong suits, his pass-catching ability, yes. Right? Like you said, he's not known for his blocking. He's an okay blocker. He's not like the worst you've ever seen. But
no, he's not the worst.
No one's going to compare him to George Kittle out there or anything like that with his physicality and ability in that frame. So, yeah, I mean, Texas just didn't get enough out of its tight end room this year. It's as simple as that. And they didn't get enough from a blocking standpoint from the other guys. I mean, Jack Andrews was solid, but again, not as big of a part of the offense as we wanted him to be. I mean, his numbers this year were like half as good as his numbers last year at Cal. Now, turns out we all thought he was going to upgrade at quarterback going from Cal to Texas.
Yes.
Turns out his college quarterback last year was pretty damn good. That was Fernando Mendoza, who just won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday night.
Yes.
Still, injuries, his numbers, like, basically cut what he did in 2024 and a half, and that's what you got from him in 2025. I was hoping he was going to go the other direction.
For sure.
And it didn't happen. These practices may be good for him to develop more chemistry with Arch Manning.
And for the team and for the head coach to develop some things with him that they're going to be using throughout the year, not at one particular game, but throughout the year. He's got to be a consistent guy that you go to.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's going to be a big part of the offense. I don't think Texas is going to get a tight end from the portal. And I haven't seen too many fans clamoring for one.
No.
But again, considering the production of that room just was what it was, you know, it's like, oh, is there an impact guy that we can bring in?
Or maybe Hammerhands will be a little bit better.
That's the thing. Like, you've got enough young guys coming back to where, okay, just develop these dudes. Like Jordan Washington, a.k.a. Hammerhands.
Yeah.
Clearly the coaches like him because they kept putting him out there, but he can't catch a cold, dude. Like, you got Amari Winston, you got Nick Townsend, who scored that touchdown on the handoff against Texas A&M. That guy was a true freshman. I think he's going to have a much bigger role in 2026.
I think he may too. He at least you can see him run. He's got a little bit of ability.
Right.
Although it was a 2-yard run. I mean, it was okay.
I think you're doubling. I think it might have been a 1-yard run.
Oh, really?
I got to double check that. It was a nice creative play call from Steve Sarkisian. And look, in a huge game, rivalry game, last game of the year, a game that you needed to, at the time, you thought you had a shot to keep your college football playoff.
And we know he can take a handoff.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you gave it to him. Like, that's trust to give it to that guy in that spot.
Yes, absolutely.
And literally, the coaches trust him some to put him out there in that moment. So, yeah, I think you've got enough guys. You've recruited well enough there. Now, hey, Jeff Banks. I mean, if not for Ryan Niblett, we'd be talking about two pretty awful years of special teams in a row. And the tight end play, which is also Jeff Banks' job. Look, last year, I mean, Gunnar Helm was awesome. He's the best tight end in history. At least he had the best year any tight end in Texas history has ever had. But, Jeff Banks, I think he's left some meat on the bone. In terms of the coaching job that he's done, he's got a lot of pieces to work with in that tight end room.
Yes, he does. They just got to get developed now.
They just need to be better. Simple as that. So that's, hopefully this sort of spring ball that you have, these 15 practices between now, and they've already started, but between the start of these bowl practices to the game on the 31st, you'd like to see some of those dudes take some steps.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd be working the hell out of them.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah,
I could tell you what to do at linebacker, BK. I just said there'll be some bigger players, some players that haven't seen a lot of action. They're just going to have to play the linebacker position.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll figure it out. Again, it's not a great matchup. It's a bowl game. You never know how many people care. You still don't know who on Michigan's going to play and who isn't. But
the easiest thing for Michigan is to just run the ball. Exactly. So there's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah, that's what they do. Like, they're not breaking tendency. They're not we've got a bunch of opt-outs, so now we have to run. It's like, no, they like to run.
Right.
So it'll be a test of Texas's front seven. You know, Ethan Burke is their best run defender off the edge. He's not playing. And then,
I would prefer to go ahead and get as much look at the kids from Michigan as I can, what my team is going to do. Who can I go get from Michigan? And they always have linemen, and don't let them fool you. They got some backups. They got whatever. They recruit really good offensive linemen. So, I mean, they may be young, and they may want out.
Yeah.
They may be playing to get out.
They may be playing to get out. Yeah. And we'll see what happens. You know, Michigan still looking for a head coach. I keep hearing Kalen DeBoer's name linked to that opening. And obviously, Alabama's playing in the playoff, their first game Friday night against Oklahoma.
They get hammered by Oklahoma. He may want to pack up. And that just seems like running to me.
If they get hammered by Oklahoma, they might tell him to pack up.
Yeah.
If they lose to OU and it's like a close game, I mean, they're not going to be happy. It's Bama fans, and that'll be three straight losses to OU, which
yes.
How do you keep losing to OU? But if they lose close, then maybe they'll bring him back. If they get blown out, they might be packing his bags for him.
Oh, so you think it's more them getting rid of him than him saying, I'm out of here?
No.
He's a Midwest guy. In Michigan, their expectations for the next couple of years won't be as high as Alabama's is every day.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't expect Alabama to get blown out on Friday. Oklahoma's offense isn't good enough to blow anybody out right now. No, Alabama's offense isn't good enough to blow anybody out. So I think it's going to be a very close. I mean, it's going to be a rock fight.
Friday. Oh, it is.
So if Bama loses close, which I think is what's going to happen, then no, Bama's not going to fire him, but Kalen DeBoer, and if he checks Twitter Friday night after a loss,
oh yeah,
and he looks at what Alabama fans are saying about that, it's Twitter. I get it. He should probably be more rational than searching his name on Twitter right after a game. But players do that, coaches do that. It's a real thing. He's not going to like what he sees if he does that. And if he's like, dude, I can go to Michigan, get a very nice payday, not have to deal with this madness, go somewhere closer to home. His offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, has some ties to Michigan. I think he's coached around there. I think his wife went to Michigan. Like, people are trying to connect dots. Okay, what would lure him to Ann Arbor? Maybe that's one of those things. I don't know. I mean, it's until.
And it just may be too much pressure for him at Alabama. I mean, that thing, you know, busting pipes, that's probably that. There's not a day that goes by that he doesn't feel the pressure of being at Bama.
Of course.
But I just don't see him as a run and hide. I mean, those are the jobs you wait to get, and you want to try to finish him out. But I don't know. Is it better to just leave than to have somebody boot you out?
Well, it's funny. You know, Kalen DeBoer was linked to the Michigan job when Harbaugh left. He was their top target before they stayed in-house with Sherrone Moore. But they couldn't hire him because Washington was playing in the playoff against Texas.
Well, they know how much he knows how much money he can get in Michigan. He can get a lot of money.
Sure. Yeah. The money's not in it. The money's there either way, right? The money's not like Bama's paying him a ton. Michigan would pay him the same, maybe a little bit more if he left.
Right.
If Bama wins a playoff game or two, he might get a new contract and make even more money in Tuscaloosa. So the money is not a part of this thing. I think it's just where he's comfortable.
Yeah, this will have to be played out. You're right. If he wins a couple games, he's going to think, you know, I'm pretty good here, despite what they think.
Yeah. I think at some point Michigan's going to have to move on, right? Like, I wonder, because if Alabama wins on Friday, their next game will be on January 1st. Is Michigan – the portal opens on the 2nd, Buck. Is Michigan willing to wait? Again, they weren't willing to wait 2 years ago because Washington was playing Texas on December 31st. They weren't willing to wait that long, and DeBoer wasn't going to leave a playoff team. He wasn't pulling a Lane Kiffin. Only Lane Kiffin would pull a Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
So if Bama wins on Friday, I think these conversations are done. He's staying.
Right.
The only way this thing opens up is if Bama loses on Friday, and that's where you wonder if DeBoer
would want out. He's either getting kicked out or he's on his own trying to get out of there.
Right.
With the pressure, yeah.
Right. And we'll play this. This is from Heather Dinich of ESPN. She was asked yesterday on SportsCenter or something, one of their shows, I don't remember what it was, about Kalen DeBoer. You know, because over the weekend, Kalen DeBoer released a statement basically saying, like, my family's happy here. I'm not looking at other jobs right now. So if you just believe in that statement, then all right, Kalen DeBoer staying. If you believe in every coaching statement ever, you would have believed that Lincoln Riley was never leaving Oklahoma for USC. Right? Like, it happens. People released a statement saying they're not going anywhere. Hell, Chris Del Conte released a statement 3 weeks before Tom Herman got fired saying Tom Herman's not getting fired. So statements don't always mean anything. Here's Heather Dinich on ESPN talking about Kalen DeBoer to Michigan.
I will put an end to the speculation when the coaching search ends, Greeny. Look, do you remember Lincoln Riley standing up at the podium and saying, I will not be the head coach at LSU? And then 24 hours later, he was the head coach at USC. I realize it's a different situation, but if Alabama loses to Oklahoma and has an early exit, if I'm Ward Manuel, the athletic director at Michigan, I am going for Kalen DeBoer because he would be the best option. The most realistic option might be Washington head coach Jed Fish, but we've all been in this long enough. It ain't over till it's over, guys.
She's right. It ain't over till it's over.
So, yeah, Jed Fish is starting to get linked to the job. Kenny Dillingham, the head coach at Arizona State, is starting to get linked to the job, right? Obviously, you wonder where Michigan would pivot, but I think part of the reason why they haven't announced anything yet is I think they're waiting and still trying to convince DeBoer to come up.
They're going to try to convince Kyle Whittingham of not. I know he's retired, but give him a big payday for a couple of years.
Yeah.
He's already got a call from them.
I could see Whittingham being interested, but. Would you hire a 66-year-old if you're Michigan?
That dude looks like he's 40.
It looks like he's 40. That's great, but he's not 40.
No, he's in great shape. I mean, he loves the game. He likes coaching, and he just thought it was time. But does he get rejuvenated by a place like Michigan?
You know, it's funny you say that because, like, the initial reports were that Whittingham was retiring from Utah. And then, like, within 24 hours – another report came out and said, like, no, he's not done coaching.
Yeah, that's what he's – yeah, he's not done coaching.
I don't know if it's him who said any of this, but look, like, he leaks the stuff. So if he wants it out there that he's not done coaching, he's just done at Utah, then, yeah, Michigan could be on the table. But I don't know.
That wouldn't surprise me if that happened. I mean, I think that would be a good get for them for a couple of years. I mean, we're not looking – you know, it's like Lane Kiffin. We're looking at 3 years, 4 years, and that guy's going to be ready to bail, or they're going to throw him out, or something's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, we've just never seen Kyle Whittingham with more. He's always done more with less, which is great. Yes. I mean, the job he's done at Utah is unbelievably good, but he's never coached at a job like this, and he's won three conference championships in, you know, 21 years of coaching. A lot of that at a lower level. So I don't know. If I'm a Michigan fan, I don't want Kyle Whittingham as my next coach. I want somebody that's going to be there for a while. I'm putting if I'm Texas and Texas has an opening, I'm not reaching out to Kyle Whittingham to take the job.
No.
Not a shot at what he's done. Again, his resume is very good, especially considering where he coached. But like,
right now you're getting towards, you know, D-Day here. You got to make some decisions, as you said, portal, all the other things that happen for a football program are about to happen. You got to make some decisions on what you're going to do. So
yeah,
you may not get your first choice.
Yeah, I think next week we'll probably get something.
Or Matt Campbell at Penn State. You may be the seventh choice, right? But you get the gig, you know?
That's the worst part of doing this now. And, you know, Michigan, they made their choice. They made this bet. Like, they definitely knew about this Sherrone Moore stuff during the season. They could have fired Sherrone Moore in the middle of the season. They could have fired him right after the Ohio State game. What they could have fired him and gotten involved with all of the other teams who were looking for a coach. So they could have picked a different candidate.
Right? Yeah, this was on the AD and everybody else that knew something was up. Something was not kosher here. Something was going wrong. They didn't do anything. They waited to the end so that they truly had this guy, and there was no backlash of giving him any extra money or whatever. But now you don't have a coach.
Right. Obviously waited until after signing day, so they pushed it as long as they could, and they made sure they got their 2026 class, although some of those guys I think will be leaving here shortly. But yeah, that's the risk they took. They wouldn't have gotten Lane Kiffin, but any other coach that got hired I think would have at least considered Michigan, don't you? Sure.
Yes, I do.
So they missed out on a lot of the top targets in this cycle, and now they've, you know, it's Michigan. They're going to end up with somebody good, but they're not going to have their total pick of the litter that they could have if they got in on this earlier.
Yeah, and they're going to have to come in on players in the portal late. They're going to have to offer a lot of money to get guys to come there.
Yeah.
Not knowing what the, you know, what the structure is there. How is this going to work? What's going on? Am I going to have to be talking about the former head coach for 8 months while I'm here? Can I go play football? Hey, can I go to class?
No.
No?
Got to quit the class. We got to stop acting like class matters when it comes to all these transfer portal windows and decisions made with the college football calendar. It's a business. It ain't about school. It's a business.
It's always about school. It's always about learning.
Learning how to do business.
Learning how to count.
Make your money, kids. All right, we'll take your thoughts on all of that. Again, Michigan's coaching job still open. Biff Poggi will obviously be the guy for the Texas game 2 weeks from today. But that's a fascinating storyline to pay attention to around college football. I'm sure we'll be talking about that more moving forward. We've got some interesting thoughts from Joel Klatt on the college football playoff to get to. I got an interesting Ryan Wingo comparison, too, that maybe, Buck, will give you some more confidence that Ryan Wingo is going to bounce back in 2026 from a very drop-filled 2025.
Interesting.
A couple of funny videos for the people as well. But before we do anything else, how about another round of sponsor shout-outs?
Folks, if you're seeking that specialized, patient-focused orthopedic care, contact our friends and the experts at Texas Orthopedics. Their physicians offer comprehensive surgical and non-surgical orthopedic care for children and adults, spinal care, sports medicine, trauma care, joint replacement, and more. Dr. Danny, Dr. Stockton are dedicated orthopedic surgeons there, and their goal is to get you right back into good health and the great quality of life that you deserve. Texas Orthopedics is the largest independent orthopedic practice in the state of Texas. For more information, go to txortho.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And some love to audiovisual consultations as well. I know our guy Tom McKay is tuned in this morning. Talk about a great holiday gift.
Oh, yes.
This is like the best holiday gift you can give because you can frame it as if it's for your kids, for your wife, for your husband, for girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. You can frame it. It's also for you. You get that custom TV set up in your home. Yeah, of course, everyone else is going to get to enjoy it as well. The whole family is going to love you, but you're going to love yourself because you're going to be enjoying the sports and the shows and the movies in ways that you never have before. If you want to be like me, get four screens on one wall. I got four 65-inch TVs in a box. You think I miss sports? No, I don't miss sports. Be like the Buck with the giant 85-incher.
Yeah, Buck was watching. Hey, Buck was watching John Wayne and Marie O'Hara in Rio Grande last night on the
big screen. You think the Buck misses his Westerns? No, he doesn't. Yeah. TV shows, movies, sports, whatever you like to watch, AV consultations, all the TVs you can ask for. The surround sound speakers. They can do a home theater room, right? The projection screen with the badass surround sound speakers so the whole house is going to shake whenever you're watching something. They got that. They do whole home lighting as well. Everything can be controlled by your phone. Kids not waking up on time for school, let's turn on the lights and blast a bunch of music in their room so they get out of bed. They do surveillance cameras. They do heated floors. They do everything. It's the perfect holiday gift. Seriously, make the call to Tom McKay and his crew at AV Consultations. 512-255-8678. It's 255-8678. Or you can find out more information online at avconsultations.com.
And, of course, our friends over at Sue Patrick, since 1975, Jay and the gang over there, they've got an incredible selection of Longhorn apparel, collectibles, all the gifts that you're looking for during the holiday season, right there at 5222 Burnett Road. Orders are $59 or more. Free shipping just for you. Plenty of jelly cats available, luggage available. Hey, Tyler Campbell, you got the detergent. You know, it's great. I went by and had a couple of them. Got a couple all picked up, you know, for folks that I know. Smells good, BK. That stuff smells good. That store smells good for all the good stuff that they have in when you go in, by the way. Mm-hmm. 5222 Burnett Road, folks. Everything that you're looking for. I got the Texas Cheaters. I have ornaments for the tree. El Arroyo, you know, the sayings from El Arroyo. I've got ornaments for the Texas Cheaters. Like I said, they have all kinds of items for Christmas gifts. And hopefully we'll be there next week and see all you folks over there for a couple days before Christmas. 5222 Burnett Road or SuePatrick.com.
Yeah, we'll be there on Monday. And so will Chaos Theory.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
The store is looking for some chaos?
We are letting those dudes out in public.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
Maybe not so nice.
That's scary right there. We'll be there Monday. Come by and see us and get your last minute holiday shopping done at Sue Patrick.
By the way, I will have something for Ronnie on Monday because the electric stove is not acceptable, Jay, here at the home.
Another holiday gift.
We don't want Juan or somebody to take it, so.
Oh. Why does it have to be a Hispanic who's taking it?
Because Juan took the George Foreman grill. The big one. The
same
mighty
one. Same Juan or different Juan?
Same Juan.
Same Juan.
Same Juan, yes.
Okay.
So that the other one did not make it. It's still in the garage, but.
It's the giant, like, two burner?
Yeah, the two burner stove.
Wow.
You know, Ronnie liked to have that on his trips, put in the back of the truck, plug it in somewhere.
You better call his wife and apologize because she's never going to see him again.
Oh, he's going to
turn into a truck driver and just be living out of his car for
sitting in the driveway cooking stuff.
Cooking stuff up. Yeah, no, I'm good on dinner tonight. I got my own thing. Thank you. I'll be home late.
Love St. Patrick.
Yes, indeed. And shout out to $5 Dill saying Olipop cream soda is goated. I'm mad at myself because I literally went to the store. I have like four Olipops in the fridge and I forgot to grab one before the show. But the cream soda is my favorite flavor. $5 Dill agrees. It's awesome. And all Olipop is awesome. If you're not a cream soda fan, that's all right because they've got 20 different flavors to choose from. Great tasting soda that's actually good for you. 9 grams of fiber in every can. There's hardly any calories. There's very little sugar. I'm telling you, this stuff supports your digestive health every time you drink it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to support your taste buds because it tastes great. But again, you're also supporting your gut health. Everyone, we're going to be eating like crap. You don't need to be drinking like crap, too.
No.
You can drink better with Olipop. Pick it up wherever you buy your groceries. Seriously, H-E-B, Costco, Whole Foods, Target, Walmart, wherever you shop. Make sure you shop Olipop. Buck, I want to get to this video here unless you have a thought.
No, I'm good. What do you got, buddy?